Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Today, our guest is going to be an awesome person who has had tons of experience with audio video. This is Ray Perry coming to you from Educating for Success Radio, and I would love to share with you some wonderful secrets about how to use audio and video for your business. But guess what? I'm not an expert. So that's why I have people like Jennifer Navarrete, who is my co-host, who is a social media expert, coming to you from San Antonio to co-host the call with me today. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about the topic today.
Yes, I am too. It's so exciting. In fact, I am recording this call on my phone, my iPhone, and I'm in the process of learning how to use this thing that I have to be able to people on the phone. And so what we've done today is we've invited one of the guest experts that we have at our upcoming home business conference, who is a legend in the world of audio and video, offline and then as well as online. He's been a friend of mine for many, many years. I probably have known him for 15 years, I think. Have learned from him, have taken many of his classes, have attended many of his presentations, and just absolutely love this guy. So fun and so talented. So he has agreed to be part of our home business conference this year and share his talents, his knowledge, his information with the guests who are going to be coming to our conference. And so what we thought we'd do is we thought we'd bring him on to our podcast today and just introduce him to you and let him tell you a little bit about himself and what he does and maybe give us a couple tips and hints about things that we can do to use audio and video in marketing. And so we're going to just let him share with you today his story, a little bit about him, and what how he can help you do better with what you got, the phone that you have in your hand. So I am excited to introduce to you from somewhere in the Atlanta area, one of my best friends, Mike Stewart. Welcome, Mike.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for having me today. I hope that the technology I love, which is mobile technology, will not let us down, because I'm actually driving to a conference in Nashville with a good friend of mine, Roger Smith. He's driving, so I'm sorry. I had Smith on the mind. It's Roger Wilson. I just got reminded of that. Hey, that's because I'm getting older here. Sometimes the brain doesn't remember as well as it did. But anyway, I'm on an iPhone traveling up I-75. You might hear the GPS in the background a little bit, so I apologize for that. But at any rate, my passion is audio and video, has been for 40 years. And about 20 years ago, I realized that the new pipeline for audio and video was the Internet. The Internet had the ability to broadcast. They called it streaming, but the reality is it is a pipeline for broadcast. It is no different than radio and television was 50, 60 years ago. And it's just what's beautiful is everybody has the ability to create audio and video content easier than ever before and broadcast it to the world. So passion, the principles of radio and television have not changed. And that's what I try to bring to an audience that doesn't come back from the experience I have of doing audio and video professionally in the broadcast world, and show folks that now it is easy to make near broadcast quality audio video with the mobile devices such as the iPhone and Android. And, you know, the opportunities are amazing what are possible today. So if you guys want to ask questions, or obviously I'm not at a loss for words. I can go for hours talking about my passion. But I want to answer the questions you want your audience to hear.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to just point out to the people who are listening that it's just remarkable what we're doing here. What you're listening to right now is me on my phone in Tennessee, Jennifer on her phone co-hosting this session with me in San Antonio, and Mike is driving down I-75 somewhere with somebody else driving. He's riding in the car and someone else is driving. And we are creating this podcast completely from our phones. And I just think that is remarkable. Who ever thought that we would ever be able to do something like that 10 years ago? It's just remarkable to me. So, Jennifer, do you have any specific questions that you would like to ask Mike about this? Because I know that you are an expert in this whole arena of social media.
You know, absolutely. You know, today, Mike, the big trend on social media is live streaming with tools like Periscope for Twitter, Facebook Live, Snapchat, Blab for video, and things like SoundCloud, Anchor, and Blog Talk Radio for podcasting. What are some of those tips? Because you mentioned that the audio and video doesn't really change regardless of the equipment, and the techniques that work for television and radio work just fine with live video and audio streaming. What would be the one tip that you would give to these novice, you know, folks that are starting to use audio and video through their mobile devices for audio and one for video, please?
Well, no, number one, anybody in the world can take a cell phone and do a selfie video. And, you know, and they can, and the audio can be poor, the lighting can be poor, you know, they're holding the camera in their hand and they got a shaky shot. They're not focused in and framing the shot properly. So you see a lot of that on social media and on YouTube. It's because, you know, these folks are just having fun. But if you're a business person and you wanted to build relationships and be taken seriously, I have what I call the five elements of television. And then I've got the elements of radio that we're all aware of, but they don't break it down and you don't think about it. But when I bring these elements to your attention, you're going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, that makes television. That makes radio. So the tips are, and I'd love to discuss them, is that it doesn't matter whether you're using Facebook Live, whether you're using a cell phone or a camcorder or a webcam. There's these principles that apply to the lens of the camera, and they apply to using a microphone. And those are the things, as a recording engineer for 20 years, I owned a recording studio. I did professional broadcast audio for radio and TV. When you leave out these elements of doing what's needed, then your production quality or your quality of your content, quality of what you're saying, the actual content itself, but the way it's perceived. And so if with your permission, I'll talk about what I call the five elements of television that will help everybody, whether they're doing a YouTube video with their phone, they're doing a YouTube video with their computer, whether they're going live on Facebook. And like I said, like you said, Facebook Live is really the 800-pound gorilla of live streaming today. In fact, I heard there's talk that Google is going to buy Twitter, which owns Periscope, because they can't stand the fact that when it comes to live video, Facebook is just crushing it these days. And so it's going to be interesting how the big players play out. But regardless, these five elements of television apply to everyone, and that's what I teach in my presentation and I help my clients with. So do you want to hear about that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, like I said, it doesn't matter what you're doing with online video. These five elements are very important. And number one, framing the shot and switching to different shots. Television never stays on the same image for very long. They're constantly changing. You know, cutting away to somebody else. They're showing a scenery. They're showing a demonstration. So, in other words, element number one is framing the shot and not doing it handheld. In fact, one of the things we teach with mobile devices, just like with a camera, is there are very inexpensive selfie sticks that are tripod selfie sticks. So when we teach people to do Facebook Live or YouTube, we say don't hold the camera in your hand. Put it in a stand to where you can frame the shot and get what's called a good talking head image. So that's basically not, you know, you're not 20 feet away from the camera. You're close to the camera. You know, just look at the news. Probably from about the waist, you're standard in the shot. There's not a ton of headroom above your head. And, you know, it's just a good frame centered shot. You know, just look at what they do on the news. That's framing the shot. And then one of the things that you can do, especially with live video, is that you can switch cameras because most Androids and iPhones have two cameras in them. So don't always stay on you talking. you know, switch the camera to somebody else, switch the camera to something you're demonstrating. In fact, we teach people with Facebook Live how to line up their camera with their computer and capture the screen of their computer while they're doing PowerPoint slides, so that while they're going live, they can not always be on them talking to the camera, because it takes a skill and confidence to talk to a camera for, you know, 2 to 10 minutes. But when you're able to switch the camera away from you, it gives you a rest where you can concentrate on your presentation, then you can switch back to your talking. So number one element of television is don't have the same shot for any length of time. To frame the shot properly, light it properly, especially if you're shooting indoors, you might want to get a light kit. I've got a friend who does really good indoor videos. He went and got a $10 shop light at Home Depot, and he hangs a garbage bag in front of the light to diffuse the light, and you'd be amazed. The quality of his images are just almost high-quality television with his iPhone. So that's element number one, is pay attention to your shots. Don't focus on the same shot the whole time. Number two element is clean audio. When you're talking on video, you need to be within 6 inches to a foot of the microphone. So if you're using a cell phone or a tablet, that's why close up to your, especially when you're doing cutaway shots or you're doing talking head shots, that you're not 10, 20 feet away from the camera. I mean, I've seen people do live videos where they're trying to get a full shot of themselves, and they're so far away from the microphone or the camera, the audio is very hard to understand. It's echoey. In fact, like I'm on a phone right now. If I move my phone away, you probably heard a big difference in the audio when I just move my phone away six or 8 inches. So you need to be doing what's called close miking. And if you need to do a faraway shot, you need to get an external mic. And amazingly, they make some really great lapel microphones for iPhones and Androids. They make a lot of good external microphones so that if you did want to do a shot like that, you're always close to the microphone. In television, you know, the microphone is always close to the speaking voice so that the audio is always clean and understandable. So clean audio with close miking is television element number two. Television element number three that I see so many people leave out, especially in YouTube and social media videos, is what's called lower third text. And that has to be done in post-production. You have to use a video editor that allow you to put lower third text. And lower third text is enhancing your message with bullet points, key points of interest, things to enhance the message, but more importantly, contact information. I mean, I remember that one time there was a video on YouTube on how to clean your computer with dust out of your computer. The video had over 1 million views, but we had no way of knowing who put that video up. He left out his phone number, his website. He didn't even link in his in his description of his video. So this guy had millions of people watching his video, loving his video, liking his video, and it was a lost opportunity because nobody knew who he was because he didn't have any way of getting contact with him. So always use lower third text to enhance the content of your video, and more importantly, put websites and phone numbers that get when the video gets shared, that people can find out who you are and get in touch with you. Then element number four is the productive use of music. And I'm a proponent and I've been a composer for television for almost 35 years. So I know how important music was in real television and corporate television, and especially like in radio. The use of music, theme songs, intro music, transitional music, underscore, it can really make the difference and raise the production value of your content. There is one little caveat. You have to use legal music. You can't just use any song you want, and that's why you want to look for on the internet royalty-free music that that you're allowed to use on YouTube, that you're allowed to use in your videos, and you're allowed to underscore your videos without copyright issues. And then element number five is sound effects. You can use sound effects to accentuate key points, to create a theater of the mind. There's so many things you can do with sound effects to enhance the quality of your videos and up the production. We, you know, that's what I used to do in the 80s and 90s. It was sound design, which was a voiceover, sound effects, and music for corporate video, television commercials, and even television shows. So knowing about these five elements of television can improve the quality of your content and improve the response that you get on it, and you'll be perceived as more professional. And it, nowadays, with apps like iMovie for the iPhone and PowerDirector for the Android, I mean, for $5 or even free, television studio in your pocket that will allow you to do all five of these elements. And then it even goes beyond that. There's animation apps that create all kinds of amazing high-definition intros, logos, animated logos. I don't know, you've probably seen those, which was real popular, those videos where the hand comes out with a felt tip pen and draws drawings and writes on the screen as people talk. That's called the Video Scribe app. It's only $7 on the iPhone, and it'll allow you to create those videos all you want for $7 one-time fee. So implementing these five elements are amazing for YouTube videos, for videos that you share on social media. And I know that Janet is a social media expert. One of the things that's real exciting is there's a couple of pieces of software that will allow you to use these elements on Facebook Live. One of them is the OBS software that will connect to Facebook Live and allow you to do all these things in real time and live. And then one of the things I'm excited about is the Mevo camera. The Mevo camera is at getmevo.com. I have no relationship with them other than the fact that they've developed this amazing camera designed for Facebook Live that will allow you to set up a television studio in your home and do the equivalent of a 9-camera television shoot with one camera. And it's just, I think it's going to revolutionize the ability for people to make amazing content and go live streaming. And then we could talk about Facebook for hours because of what they're doing and what they've invested in live streaming is just going to explode this year. So how's that for a first
step? Wow, if you're telling us all this just on a simple podcast, I can't wait to hear what you're going to teach us when we get you on a stage in front of a bunch of people and have the full presentation with a PowerPoint and everything. This is just amazing. You're just giving us so much information. I just love this. So I also wanted to mention, you're talking about royalty-free music. The theme song that we have on our show here is actually one of your songs. I bought a CD from you years ago that had royalty-free music on it, and so we took one of the clips off of that to use as the theme music for this show. Did you recognize it?
They're like my children. In fact, that's one of my biggest businesses. Is I still write music every month for podcasters, YouTubers, and anybody online, because I want them to have the freedom and the license and no legal issues with using my music. That's why it's called royalty-free music. And it, as a musician and a composer, it opened up another market for me to be able to have an audience. And I have membership sites where people subscribe to my music. So yes, that you're a living proof of what my vision is and continues to be to this day.
That's great. Well, and also you mentioned that you had a membership site where you were actually earning money from teaching people how to do this. That's one of the things that I wanted you to address a little bit is people think that everything on the Internet is supposed to be free, and they love playing with things and having their projects posted on Facebook and on different sites on the Internet. Is it possible for somebody to make enough money to have like a full-time business doing something with audio or video or both?
Well, I absolutely. I mean, step one with, and you know, you and I are both students of internet marketing for many, many years. is that, you know, number one, you got to have a solution to a problem. And when you have a solution to a problem, you get in front of people who have that problem. And, you know, and there's a thousand ways to do that, whether it's speaking at a conference, buying traffic from Google or Facebook. Facebook advertising is just dirt cheap. Google AdWords, organic search engine optimization. I mean, any way you can get in front of your target audience. And then when you can prove that you have a solution to the questions or problems that they have, you know, one of the things that's been one of the most profitable entities for me is either selling a membership, you know, membership sites, which is, you know, I've got probably 20 membership sites right now, and I've got 10 more in my head that I'm going to build this year in different markets, different niches. So step one is, you know, what problem do you solve for a group of people? And if you can solve that problem, how do you make money with audio and video? Well, you make training videos teaching how to solve those problems. I mean, it doesn't matter what the problem is. You need audio and video, online and audio and video, to be able to capture your trainings and sell them within a membership site. I mean, I've had a lot of people say, you know, well, what exactly is a membership site? And I'll ask them, I'll say, well, I'll ask one of you ladies. Do either of you have a subscription to Netflix?
Yes.
Okay, one of you, both
yes.
of you, or one of you? Okay.
Yeah, both of me.
Netflix.
I don't even have cable. Netflix is it for me.
Okay. All right, let's think about it. 75 million people send Netflix $10 a month. That's $750 million. That's almost $1 billion a month in residual income or continuity income. No wonder they can do anything they want to do. They can produce any kind of content they want to. They are a video website membership. That's all Netflix is. So Netflix just became world famous and has millions of members dinging their credit cards every month. I'm a member. I send them $10 a month. And what do I get for my money? Access to videos. So that's all a membership site is the ability to sell video content. Now, what can Netflix do that most people can't do? They know how to produce content. And they sell that content on demand within a membership site. You can do the exact same thing. But the deal is, that comes back to my passion, how to make audio and video. Well, you got to learn how to make audio and video. And can you make money? If you make audio and video content that an audience is willing to pay you money for. So, you know, you give enough of your audio video content away free on YouTube to build an audience, and then you sell your audio and video content at a premium to people who see value and give you money for it. And if you can't show value to what you're doing, then nobody's going to give you money. So it's all about how you market yourself and position yourself to say, okay, I know you have this problem. I'll give you an example of one, because we're on a podcast, and you guys are using Blog Talk Radio, which I have no problem in the world with. I think Blog Talk Radio is an amazing platform, and they make it easy. There's a lot of people that want to make podcasts more like radio shows with commercials, sweepers, all the elements of radio. They'll even run ads in their podcasts. And they want it up on iTunes. So I had a lot of my audience say, how do you make a podcast? And one of the things that I got excited about is because I'm all about using my iPhone. There's an app called Boss Jock Studio. And it turns your phone into a complete radio station with carts, jingles, sweepers. You can pre-record your ads, interviews. And then I also, me being a particular about microphones, I discovered the Apogee Lightning mic. In fact, Ray, when we're at your conference, I'm going to have all these toys and show. And it's, you know me, I'm show and tell with gadgets. I'm a gadget guy. I have the Apogee mic up there, an Apogee mic, and the Boss Jock app on the iPhone. And sadly, the Boss Jock app doesn't run on Android. It turns your phone or your iPad into a state-of-the-art radio station. So you can produce a podcast right there in real time, bring up interviews, bring up, just like when I used to be in radio stations, they had a thing called cart machines. This is back when it was tape. And the records and the jingles and the commercials and the transitions and the radio IDs and the sweepers and all the elements of radio were on the cart machines. And the producer of the show would trigger those cart machines, and the host would turn his mic off and let the stuff play. And then the mic would come live again, and then they'd turn it off. Well, Boss Jock, for $5, does everything that a radio station producer could do. You can bring in all your elements of the show, and you can produce a live show in real time and then upload it right to your WordPress site and get it in iTunes. There's a service called Libsyn.com, which really is what a lot of the high-end podcasters are using. And so when I had all these people ask me these questions, I built a membership site teaching people how to produce their podcasts with nothing more than their iPhone. And my audience said, oh, my gosh, I want to learn that. And they paid me access to that membership site. And I've got hundreds of members in there paying me for coaching. And, you know, I turned one little passion into a membership site that solved a problem. People who didn't know how to podcast with their iPhone learned it from my membership site. And it took videos, screen capture videos, how to plug up the stuff I'd shot with my iPhone and put those videos in there. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on of what you can do when you learn to create content with these mobile devices.
Well, Mike, this is absolutely awesome. I could sit here and listen to you forever. I love this stuff. And I'm not, Jennifer, I know you're the technical person. You're probably loving this too, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. My fingers have been flying furiously over my keyboard, taking detailed notes. So thank you, Mike. I know that our listeners are going to appreciate this as well.
Oh, thank you. So, we really haven't talked about the, audience building and psychological aspects of audio and video, but it's just, I can say this in one sentence. When people can hear you and see you, they build a know-like-trust factor faster than any other content on the Internet. So I used to kid people and say, I have a face for radio, but I got over it because nobody ever met me at my website by reading a paragraph I wrote. They met me at my website by watching a video or listening to an audio. And one of the things that's great about podcasting is that, you know, in iTunes and Stitcher, which is the Android equivalent, video podcasting works just as well on mobile devices. So you can switch back. I've got a lot of clients that they'll do a Facebook Live session, download the video from Facebook Live, what they did in Facebook Live. So there's a lot of what we call repurposing heaven opportunities with all the technology that exists today.
It's so awesome. And I cannot wait to hear the rest of everything that you're going to share with us at our conference coming up in August. Our home business conference is August 12th through 14th this year. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. And you can actually go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC to learn more about it. We also have an expert who's going to be talking about membership sites, which is what Mike has been sharing with us today about how to monetize this audio-video phenomenon. And so, if you are interested in learning more about this, and if you're interested in learning and meeting Mike Stewart in person, you are going to love this. So please plan on joining us. It's going to be awesome to have him speak at our conference along with many other experts. It's going to be a 3-day event, and you can bring the kids. So I hope that you can make it to Louisville, Kentucky, August 12th through 14th to come meet Mike. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been absolutely awesome information.
Well, I love you, Ray, and I assume, Janet, you're going to be there as well.
Yep, I will be there.
Well, I can't learn enough about social media. I'll leave you with this little comment. I don't know how many business owners say, Mike, can you help me with my social media? And I go, well, you know, that is a major big question. Well, my question to you is, are you making media worth being social? And they look at me funny, and I go, you know, it's nice to say Happy New Year and Happy Holidays and Happy 4th of July, and here's what we got on sale, but there's nothing like building a relationship with video and talking to people and letting them see that you're an authority and you're an expert in the social media. And that's why I can't wait to meet you, Janet, and have discussions and see what your passions are. And because I tell you, it's a great time to be on the internet. And who would have thought? I mean, I remember the time there wasn't a Facebook.
Yep.
I remember when it was Friendster. we all thought MySpace was the social media that was going to explode. And, you know, I don't even know anybody on MySpace anymore. I don't even know if the site's still up. But Facebook is the probably the number it's the number two website in the world. I think Google is still number one. And number three is YouTube. And I'll tell you, with video the way it's exploding on Facebook, I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook doesn't become the number one website this year. I mean, it's amazing. And so I want to learn all I can about social media, but I think the energy that drives it is the comfort with making video, and the things I'm going to be sharing at the event is going to say, look, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's just getting comfortable talking to the lens of a camera. And as my friend Rick Frischman used to say, if you're not fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm. I want people to love me and hire me because I'm enthusiastic and passionate about what audio and video can do for your business and for your families and can change your life. It saved my life and it changed my life. And
absolutely. Mine too.
And I'm here to say, you know, don't be scared of whatever, you know, people at the bank will say, now, did you shoot that video with an Android or an iPhone or a camcorder? The bank doesn't care. It's all about figure out what you can control and what you can use to make audio and video to get your content out to the world so people can buy it or learn you're the authority. And that's what we're going to be talking about in my presentation. And, you know, I started with camcorders. And you know what? I've sold all my camcorders. Ray, I don't even own a camcorder anymore because the camera in my iPhone is better than any camera I've ever owned, and it's amazing. And the cameras in Androids are amazing. So that's why audio and video is still my passion, but it's how to make it with a mobile device and dominate your audience by being not scared of the camera built in the device in your pocket.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to see your presentation because I have always loved you and love your dear wife, Susan, too. Can't wait to see her. And I think it's going to be an amazing experience to have you come and share all that you have learned about technology with our guests at our home business conference in Louisville, Kentucky in August 12th through 14th. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me on the call today. It's been great having you here as our co-host.
Thank you, Ray. I'm really excited about this week and even more excited about everything that's happening for the Educating for Success show.
Great. And Mike Stewart, thank you so much for joining us from somewhere on
Thank you guys for having
me.
And I'll see you
to learn more.
I'll see you in Louisville in August.
All righty, great. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.